A Crow storyteller just won a national award for his craft. Grant Bulltail is one of 10 recipients of the National Heritage Fellowship for Folk and Traditional Arts. It's an annual prize awarded by the National Endowment for the Arts. When Bulltail got a voicemail from Democratic Senator John Tester, he thought it was a prank.
Come in.
That's how much disbelief he was in when he heard he'd won an award for storytelling.
Yeah, it was quite a surprise. I felt so good, you know.
He says the government once prevented his grandfather from telling stories, but now...
Well, it's a 500-year precedent that is broken, you know, when they recognize my storytelling and what I have to offer, you know, that our way of life was good for us.
Bulltail says he knows over 500 stories. Many are about Crow history and culture, but some are about his family.
Let's see.
Here's a moment from the life story of his grandfather.
And here this blackbird came again. He understood that something was going to happen. And the blackbird said, I'm going to give you the gift of gambling. Whatever you do, you cannot lose.
Bulltail grew up on a ranch in the Pryor Mountains. That's where he learned most of his stories, just by listening to his grandfather and other elders talk.
And I loved listening to them. I loved the old ways and how they lived, and how I could tell they understood quite a bit, that they had gone through a lot.
He wanted to be like them, and he says that made him different than other kids. He says his cousins would never listen to his grandfather. They felt like his stories were just too far removed from contemporary life. Even today, he says he has a hard time getting young people to listen.
Nobody's really interested, you know, in our people. They're not really interested. A lot of them don't believe in the old ways. And then another thing is that when we do ceremonies, it's only the old people that do the ceremonies.
Even his wife, Linda, admits that she used to tune him out during his storytelling. Just listen to this.
First of all, is this one of the reasons that you fell in love with him?
No.
For the record, she said his stories had nothing to do with it. She says he was just too darn handsome. But now this award has made her think.
I didn't care before, but now maybe I should learn about these stories.
And that's the crux of what this award means to Bulltail. It's a symbol that even though his stories have been historically marginalized, they matter. It's a breakthrough gesture to his people, but also personally. That's because the award comes with a prize of $25,000.
I think it's going to change my life. There's some things that I want to do, and I'll be able to do it.
That starts with renovating his home in Crow Agency. He and his wife have been living with family in Hardin while they wait to make repairs. In September, though, they'll get away for a trip to Washington, D.C. That's where Bulltail will be honored for his craft at an event that is free and open to the public. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Olivia Reingold.